Let's see how the Cliff Talks are going. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We have the president's spokesman drawing a line in the sand.
He will not sign under any circumstances legislation that would keep rates where they are for the wealthiest Americans.
We have Republican John Boehner reacting.
I got to tell you, I'm disappointed.
And we have Democrat Harry Reid reacting to his reaction.
I don't understand his brain.
I'd say it's going well. It makes for great drama. In great drama, you need clearly defined characters, an intense conflict, and then right before the climax, a plot twist in which the villain, in this case, Grover Norquist, brings up something out of the blue like refusing to let the president raise the debt limit for another year.
They can give him debt ceiling increases once a month. You know, here's your allowance. Come back next month if you've behaved.
Okay, wait. You're proposing that the debt ceiling be increased month by month?
Monthly. Monthly if he's good. Weekly if he's not.
Treating the president as if he were a petulant teenager refusing to do his chores. I'm sure that kind of thing goes over well at the White House.
Asking for that a political price be paid to ensure that the United States of America pays its bills and does not default for the first time in its history is deeply irresponsible.
So like I say, it's going great. Meanwhile, White House reporters learned that the lunch between the president and Mitt Romney turned out to be just that. Lunch.
I'm sorry, Mr. Noller, did you have a request?
Any chance your briefing might be interrupted by a joint appearance?
No.
So that's your Cliff update. Bottom line, the current plan appears to be for the Treasury Secretary to buy a Powerball ticket as soon as the jackpot gets over $4 trillion. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.